Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now let's get another round from Des.
Yeah, and a round of golf to start with. Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele making history with the lowest ever rounds in a US Open. And Rory McIlroy has also made a superb start at LA Country Club. Indeed, Rory could have been a lot closer to the leaders, as Greg Allen explains.
Rory McIlroy must feel that he can't catch a break these days. Coming towards the end of what looked like one of the best major championship rounds possibly of his career, he stumbled to an awkward final hole bogey for a still fine 5 under par 65. McIlroy yesterday put on what's known in the game as a stripe show. He hit every one of the first 15 greens. He found 10 out of 13 fairways with regular drives measuring right up to his booming 382-yard salvo off the first tee, until he made an absolute mess of the 18th from the middle of the fairway, failing to move the ball with a first attempt from greenside rough. But in spite of that drop shot on the final hole, he's actually right in the mix, tied for 5th place on 5 under, but he needed to be sharp yesterday, because before he teed off in the afternoon, there had been two US Open record rounds of 8 under par 62 from first Ricky Fowler, and then shortly afterwards from a not actually too excited Xander Schauffele.
It's just Thursday. It's literally just the first day of a tournament, so you just wait till this place firms up. It's gonna be nasty.
So Schauffele and Fowler lead on 800, two clear of Dustin Johnson and Wyndham Clark, with Brian Harman and McIlroy a stroke further back. Shane Lowry, playing very early, had a nice round going until he finished bogey on 17 and 18 for a 2 over par 72.
I feel like that's how the year's been going. I feel like, you know, I've not been playing bad golf. It's just kind of, you know, I come off and I shoot 72 today, and it's just a bit frustrating, yeah.
There was also a 72 for Seamus Power, while Paddy Carrington and the amateur Matt McLean shot 73s.
Thanks, Greg. Now, Leona Maguire has made a very good start to the LPGA Classic in Michigan. She's on 3 under par, just 3 off the lead. Stephanie Meadow also going well on 2 under. In soccer news, Spain beat Italy 2-1 in last night's Nations League semi-final, so Spain will now play Croatia in the final on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Republic of Ireland meet Greece in the European Championships in Athens this evening, needing a victory after losing our opening game to France. Irish fans hoping that teenage striker Evan Ferguson can help us get success. A lot of pressure. The game is live on RTE2 TV and 2FM. Ronnie Whelan is on co-commentary tonight. But regardless of tonight's result, I'm delighted to say that a new arrival means Ronnie already has reason to celebrate.
Yeah, the little grandson last night.
Brilliant. What's the name?
It's Ronnie, another Ronnie. Yeah, he was born in Liverpool yesterday afternoon.
Oh, congrats, Ronnie, that's great.
And I won't see him till Father's Day on Sunday, will I?
How bad, that's great. Listen, in the meantime, how do you see the game going tonight? Is there an unfair amount of pressure on Evan Ferguson?
It is, it's a lot of pressure, isn't it, for an 18-year-old? But you listen to his interviews and you see him speak after games. He seems a very level-headed kid and just is taking the whole thing in a stride. You know, we've been crying out for a Robbie Keane, haven't we, for a long time now. We thought we had a Robbie Keane and Troy Parrott. That didn't come along as quickly as we hoped it would. But now that Evan Ferguson is there, everybody's looking to this kid now to go on and score the goals that we need. And you know what? Looking at him, seeing him playing for Brighton this year, he's more than capable. It's a lot on his shoulders, I know, but I think he can handle it.
So you're confident then we can get something out of tonight?
Yeah, I'm confident looking at the two teams. It's one of those where when you look at the whole thing and you just think to yourself, yeah, they've got a great chance here, Ireland. What a chance to start to get 3 points tonight, 3 points at the weekend. You know, you go into the next game with 6 points and you're back up there near the top of the league table. I'm confident about tonight, Des.
Okay, so it's good night from him, the two Ronnies. Meanwhile, tonight, Northern Ireland are away to Denmark, England go to Malta, and Wales host Armenia. The Irish under-21 side, meanwhile, play Ukraine in a friendly in Austria. In Gaelic games, it's the final round of group matches in the All-Ireland Football Championship, so we will know on Sunday who goes straight into the quarterfinals, who goes into the preliminary, so a lot to get through for Paul Flynn.
On Saturday, two games. Derry take on Clare in the first one. Clare are already out. Derry, on the other hand, will be keen to get that week off next week and finish the group on top. Derry beat Clare by 10 points in the league, and I can only see a similar outcome in this game. So Derry win. Monaghan, Donegal in the other game on Saturday will be a much tighter affair. Hard one to call for me. Donegal obviously can take some positives from their Derry loss with Oisín Gallen and McBurty back. McMonaghan scored 123 against Clare and they're impressive there. So yeah, hard one to call. Nothing much really between these two teams in my eyes. I just think the Monaghan probably have shown a little bit more. I'm going to go for a marginal Monaghan win here. On Sunday, we've then got six games to enjoy. First up, Dublin taking on Sligo. Dublin need to show a bit of consistency in their performances now and to really kind of build their own confidence in what they're trying to do. And I think they will this weekend against Sligo. I think they should overcome Sligo. And their aim will be to put more scores on Sligo than the Roscommon do on Kildare to make sure they top the group. So Dublin win here. Roscommon then, they've got probably a trickier affair against Kildare. Probably a bit of unpredictability about Kildare. Certainly if they show up, they can cause Roscommon trouble. But Roscommon have been excellent this year, and Davey and the management team have been brilliant. So I'm a bit of an added incentive there as well with Davey's home county. So I'm going to go to Roscommon win, but I just don't think they'll beat Kildare by more than what Dublin will beat Sligo, and they'll come second in the group, I think. Kerry take on Loud in a fixture probably we haven't really seen a lot of before. I think Loud will do what they did against Mayo and really try to frustrate Clifford and co. But I just think Kerry will have learned from the Cork game where they were very structured, and they'll come out this week well primed and looking for a statement performance. So Kerry win. Mayo taking on Cork then in the other game in that group. This is a difficult one for Mayo because it's going to pose that stubborn defensive structure again, which they haven't mastered yet, and they really need to figure it out. So they'll have learned a lot from the Loud game when they analyse that, and it's now whether they can learn from it. And it's a really tough test for Mayo this weekend. So look, if they don't win, I'd really question their chance to win the All-Ireland, but I think they can learn from that game against Loud and they can get over the line here with a win. And then in the final group then, it's Galway taking on Armagh and Tyrone taking on Westmead. Probably they've been winless so far, but it performed really well and they'll want to build on that. Tyrone, on the other hand, they've got one win under their belt without really performing. I'm waiting for them to kick into gear, but it's just not being forthcoming. I don't see them dominating this game, but they should have enough to get over the line against Westmead this time out. And then finally, the game of the weekend, Galway taking on Armagh, a repeat of last year's phenomenal semi-final. Galway have been very efficient this year, flawless in many ways, and they look like they have another gear in them. If they're predictable, Armagh are very unpredictable. You just don't know what you're going to get with them, and there's no doubt in my mind that they could come out and put up a shock with a big performance. But I'm going to stick with Galway. I fancied them this year. I'm going to stick with a single score win for Galway here, which I think will escalate them to being, you know, all Ireland favourites going into the knockout stages.
All right, thanks, Paul. Coverage of all those games on Saturday and Sunday Sport over the weekend. In athletics, Kieran McGeehan was 11th in the Dream Mile and the Bislett Games in Oslo. And we have two race meetings this evening at Cork and Ferry House.